So, my dear brothers and sisters, I promise that this week's homily will be nowhere as long as last week's homily was. But last week's homily was necessary, but also at the same time, these readings that we hear today are an excellent opportunity to prepare ourselves for the homily series that I will be doing later this month. Typically, the first thing that I do in the morning after getting out of bed and getting all the crinks out, you know, I don't know if you have that, but sometimes you get out of bed and you have to stretch, you know, get all the owls out. Anyway, after that, one of the first things that that I do is go directly to the mirror. No, and the mirror plays an important role in all of our lives because it's we all get ready in the mirror. We all make sure that our hair is good. Even us who have little hair, the little hair still has to be combed at least as best as possible. We make ourselves presentable for the day. And if you're like me, you probably keep some stuff on your mirror as a way to remind you of certain things during the day. When I was in the seminary, I kept a list of the Latin words that I was trying to remember because I struggled so much with Latin. Now it's not Latin words anymore. Now I have some words of Saint Joan of Arc that says, "Don't be afraid. You were created for this moment." As a reminder that that whatever I may face in the day, not to be afraid because God has met me for this moment. Then another thing I have on my mirror as I'm getting ready is the words, "The enemy is the enemy," and that's a reminder that the enemy is the evil one and not anybody else. You know, it's the enemy is not my neighbor. It's not the person that doesn't say hello to me in the morning. It's the evil one who wants to separate me from others and from God. And so I use that mirror as a way to get ready for my day, as I'm sure most of us do. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, if we were listening to today's second reading from the letter of James, this is at the beginning of his letter, and he's reminding the people of some very important things. He reminds the people, first and foremost, that everything they have and everything they are is a gift from God. And that's always a good reminder. Everything we have and we are is a gift from God and given to us from God and is meant for our good. But then St. James goes on and he says, "Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls." And what he means is humbly accept the word of God. And so what St. Paul is saying is, brothers and sisters, the word of God is like that mirror you use in the morning to get ready for life. So should the scripture be for the Christian. We should use, if we want to know how we are doing in our spiritual lives, how we are doing in our moral lives, then we need to have a relationship with the scriptures because the scriptures reflects how we are living our life. So my question to you is, do we use scripture as a mirror to get ready for our daily life? as we use our mirror to do our hair and do our makeup and do all of the things that we do, do we use scripture with that kind of intensity, with that kind of care? Because this is why St. James says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. In other words, to look into the mirror of scripture is so that we can fix our lives according to God. That is what the scriptures are. They're a mirror which remind us that our hair is not straight, our makeup may not be perfect, and we have a little work to do. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, as we look in the mirror of scripture, we may notice that there are some things in our Christian life that may be a little out of whack, that maybe need a little work. But, my dear brothers and sisters, we will never know that if we do not use scripture as a mirror. We will never know what in our spiritual life has to be fixed if we don't spend time absorbing the Word of God. We won't know what part of our moral lives need to be fixed, as we were hearing in this first reading, which was from Deuteronomy. Moses was presenting the law of God to the people, and he was saying to the people, look, this is how God wants you to live your life. The law of God is a mirror to how you should live your moral life. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, the Ten Commandments and the laws of God are also mirrors for how we should live our moral life. Scripture is a mirror. Do we use the mirror? When is the last time that you went and dusted the book that this thing called the Bible, that may be sitting on a library shelf, okay? This book is meant to be used. So I invite you to constantly have a living relationship with Scripture. Because when we don't, then, my dear brothers and sisters, we hear the words of the gospel. What is the problem with the Pharisees? Is that the Pharisees were very good at saying what people should be doing, what they ought to do. But inside, they were wheelers and dealers. And what Jesus is saying is, don't be that way. Don't just speak about the Word of God. Don't just say nice things about God. But my dear brothers and sisters, let the Word of God and the law of God be a reflection of what's truly inside of us. And so then we have to ask ourselves, are we truly following God? And I invite us to keep this in mind, because we are coming to a very important part of our nation. This is only a prelude. I'm not getting into it now. I will in the next couple of weeks. But it's important that we carry in mind that this and what God asks us, how God asks us to live our life in this scripture, is not a dichotomy from what is lived out there. This is what we need to come back to. This is what this country needs to come back to. Again, I am only setting it up. I'm not going there today. I will go there. I'm not going there today. Because I truly invite you, my dear brothers and sisters, that we take time to look not only in the mirror that helps us prepare physically for our day, but this mirror that helps us prepare spiritually for our day. So, homework. Homework. You thought you were getting away. You don't get away. You don't want to get away because I want you to go. I'm going to help you to use Scripture as a mirror. So I want you to go home, and for the next 15 minutes a day, for the next 7 days, I invite you to go home and pray with the second reading, which was from the letter of James. And it did it in parts, but you can read from chapter 16 to chapter 25. 15 minutes a day, reading and praying with James 1, 16 to 25. And today, as we come to this Eucharist, my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord gives us his body and blood so that we may truly reflect God to this world.